In the operating room, I was equally confident. I knew I had the knowledge, the skill, the experience to handle any surgical situation I'd ever encounter in practice. There were no more butterflies in my stomach when I opened up an abdomen or a chest. I knew that even if the case was one in which it was impossible to anticipate the problem in advance, I could handle whatever I found. I'd sweated through my share of stab wounds of the belly, of punctured lungs, of compound fractures. I had sweated over them for 5 years. I didn't need to sweat any more. Nor was I afraid of making mistakes. I knew that when I was out in practice, I would inevitably err at one time or another and operate on someone who didn't need surgery, or sit on someone who did. 5 years earlier, even 1 year earlier, I wouldn't have been able to live with myself if I had had to take sole responsibility for a mistake in judgment. Now I could. I still dreaded errors, would do my best to avoid them, but I knew they were part of a surgeon's life. I could accept this fact with calmness because I knew that if I wasn't able to avoid a mistake, chances were that no other surgeon could have either. This all sounds conceited, and I guess it is, but a surgeon needs conceit. He needs it to encourage him in trying moments, when he's bothered by the doubts and uncertainties that are part of the practice of medicine. He has to feel that he's as good as and probably better than any other surgeon in the world. Call it conceit, call it self-confidence. Whatever it was, I had it.